This is Carol Owen interviewing Walter Nottingham at the studios at Idlewild Arts in Idlewild, California, on July 14, 2002, for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. Walter, where and when were you born?
I was born in Great Falls, Montana, December 4, 1930, to Everett Russell Nottingham and Lucy Mary Marceau. We moved to Missoula, Montana when I was one. And when I was in the second grade at St. Vance's Elementary School, we moved to Portland, Oregon, because it was during the Depression and my father's business folded. In Portland, I attended St. Rose Elementary School and was very involved with the church. I became an altar boy and loved serving Mass. Once when I was asked why I was interested in fibers, I say, as an altar boy, I was dressed in lace very early and handled beautiful and fabulous altar cloths, vestments, etc. God, the joy in my youth.
Was there any art influence from your family?
No, there was no art influence in my family. My father was an engineer, and my mother was being trained to be a nurse when she married my father, but never went back into the nursing. My best memories of when I lived in Portland were the summer months I spent with my grandfather, Levi Nottingham, at a special ocean beach town called Neskowin. I love that man. He taught me the joy of working with tools and the craftsmanship attitude with the many projects we worked upon around the house. I hung out at the beach and loved the ocean. I am certain it was one of the reasons I retired in Hawaii. My father's business was flourishing in the early 1940s, and he moved our family and its headquarters to Seattle to be in the port city, since much of his business was overseas with the military during World War II. I attended Blessed Sacrament Elementary School in Seattle and still was very involved with the church, but not too interested in academics, but loved the sports, especially basketball. I started high school at Seattle Prep, a Catholic high school, but transferred to Broadway Edison, where I was on the basketball team.
Did you take any art classes?
I took one art class that was designed to teach cartooning. I did okay in the class, but I really wasn't that interested in it. I still was going through high school and doing okay in academics, but I was still more interested in basketball.
Did you go to college?
Upon graduation from high school, I enrolled at Seattle University, again a Catholic school, a Jesuit school, as an engineering major. Not that I cared that much about the field, but because my father and uncles were all engineers, and my father felt I should follow the family tradition, and since he was paying for tuition, that's what I enrolled in. Halfway through the year, I found that I didn't know what I wanted to do in life, but I did know that I did not want to be an engineer. So I dropped out and joined the Air Force as the Korean War was raging. And by leaving college, I lost my college deferment and went into the Air Force.
How old were you at this time?
I think 18 or 19. In the Air Force, I went through training at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas and then was stationed in Little Falls, Minnesota, where I married my wife, who was the secretary of the base commander, and Leon Dorothy Anyaskar. Marrying my wife was the best thing I ever did. Every man should marry a woman who is brighter than he is. I was later assigned to Security Service, part of the NSA, National Security Agency, as a historian. The Air Force sent me to Germany near Frankfurt, where Leach, my wife, soon joined me. We had a wonderful 4 years in Europe. And when we were not working, we toured as much of Europe as we possibly could, visiting castles, churches, and museums.
What did you do after the Air Force?
After my stint in the Air Force, and upon discharge, I still didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to stay in the military and deal with governmental bureaucracy. Because of the connection of my wife's family, we found ourselves leasing and running a supper club on the Mississippi in Minnesota. It was called the Homestead, and it didn't need fixing. We improved the business and learned much about running the club,